Tasha Torres. I'm a spinning teacher, a recovering academic, and the founder of Sheep Spot, where we're on a mission to revolutionize spinning education by using the power of online courses and communities to help spinners make more yarns they love and enjoy every step of the process. These days, I can make just about any yarn I can imagine, but believe me, I was not a natural spinner. Now, many skeins and handspun projects later, spinning allows me to express myself creatively and quiet my mind no matter how crazy the world around me gets. I created this podcast to give you both a clear strategy to become a skilled, confident, and versatile spinner, and lots of quick, actionable tactics that will level up your yarn making quickly and easily. If you're an inquisitive hand spinner, you are in the right place. And I'm so glad that you're here. Today, a quick review of woolen and worsted yarns and a deep dive into the woolen drafts. If you love lightweight, warm, fuzzy woolen yarns, this episode will help you understand all your options for making them. Hello there, darling sheep spotter. Welcome to episode 100. Yes, I did say 100 of the Sheep Spot podcast. I'm so excited that we made it to 100 episodes. I'm Sasha, and my job is to help you make more yarns you love. I love everything about woolen yarns. I love how lightweight they are, how warm they are, and especially I love how fast they can be to make. But I struggled at first with how to make them. And so today, I thought I would review quickly the characteristics of woolen yarns and how they differ from worsted yarns, and then talk about what all the woolen drafts have in common and exactly how they produce those woolen characteristics. Before I get going, I want to remind you that I have an entire episode. It's episode 4 of the podcast devoted to the difference between woolen and worsted yarns. And there is a free download for that episode called the Woolen and Worsted Cheat Sheet that can help you understand these terms if they are new to you. So be sure to grab that cheat sheet if you are a little fuzzy on this distinction, because it really is a fundamental aspect of yarn making. And I think the cheat sheet can help you sort of keep these terms straight. And what was I going to say about that? I was just about to say, that I'm going to put a link to episode number 4 in the show notes. So, quickly, woolen yarns are made from carded fiber preparations using a drafting method that allows twist between your hands. So between your forward hand, which is your, I'm going to call your orifice hand, and your back hand, which I'm going to call your fiber supply hand. So when you allow twist to come between your hands, that is what makes a woolen draft. Woolen yarns are typically made with short, crimpy fibers. And all of these elements, the prep, the draft, and the fiber, combine to create yarns that are elastic and fuzzy and lightweight. And that's because there's a lot of room for air to get trapped between the fibers. And that trapped air is also what makes woolen yarns warm. Worsted yarns, on the other hand, are made from combed fiber preparations with all of the fibers aligned with one another, using a draft that keeps twist out of the drafting zone. And they're typically made with longer, sleeker fibers. These elements combine to create dense, heavy, smooth yarns with great drape. So, what makes a draft woolen? What distinguishes woolen drafting is twist in the drafting zone. So, imagine what happens as the twist comes up your yarn towards your fiber supply. It's like a little tornado that moves around the fibers and swirls them around, kind of pushing them in all directions, as it catches some of them and pulls them into the yarn. And so when you combine twist in the drafting zone with carded fibers that are already pretty disorganized and unaligned, this creates those crucial little air pockets in your yarn. But even if you are spinning a combed fiber, the twist will disrupt the alignment of the fibers enough to create some room for air and a fuzzier surface to the yarn than you would get if you were pinching that twist out of the drafting zone. So whether we're talking about short woolen drafts or long woolen drafts, the thing that distinguishes a woolen draft from a worsted one is the opportunity that the twist has to create a little fibery funnel cloud and disorganize the fibers. There's another difference between woolen drafts and worsted drafts, and that is that in a woolen draft, the twist does some of the work of choosing the fibers, pulling the fibers out of the fiber supply. Depending on what kind of draft it is, it does more or less of that work. In a worsted draft, though, you're choosing the fibers to pull out of your fiber supply and into the draft. So that's another distinction between woolen and worsted drafting. It's less important in terms of the ultimate yarn structure, though, than this little fibery funnel cloud effect that the twist has as it's coming towards your fiber supply. So if you're a newer spinner, you may be a little bit wary about letting twist into your drafting zone because you may have had the experience of having twist come into your fiber supply and lock up your fiber and prevent you from drafting at all. And this can be really, really frustrating if you don't know why it's happening or how to fix it. I think it can be really useful for newer spinners to start experimenting with woolen drafts using a short woolen draft. I did not do this, and I kind of wish I had. I went straight to long draw, but I think this is actually a better way to even to get to long draw. So I recommend starting by using some roving, some rolags, or a bat. So it makes a huge difference if you use a carded preparation. It just makes the whole process much easier. And if you've already got some experience with short forward or short backward draft, it's just a very small change to open up your front fingers and let the twist in. And if you keep treadling and drafting at your regular pace and you don't panic, you should be able to do this fairly easily and continue to draft. But if you find that your fibers are getting locked up because too much twist is going into your fiber supply and you can't draft, I've got a couple of suggestions for that. So the first one is to go to a larger whirl, some people call whirls pulleys, so that you are putting twist into your yarn more slowly. So if you're on a treadle wheel, you're gonna change your drive ratio to a lower drive ratio. But if you're using an e-spinner, you're just gonna turn down your speed. So that's pretty easy. So larger whirl or turn down your speed. The second hint I have for you has to do with something, a little trick called the untwisty thing. And I learned the untwisty thing and also the name of the untwisty thing from Maggie Casey, and it was pretty life-changing for me. So when you find that you have too much twist in your fiber supply, the first thing that you need to do is either stop treadling or turn off your e-spinner. Remember that you cannot treadle your way out of trouble. So the first rule is stop treadling, stop adding twist, turn off your e-spinner. Then you're going to take your thumb and your index finger, you're going to put it between the locked up fiber and your orifice, closer to where the locked up fiber is. And then you're going to roll your singles between your thumb and forefinger in the opposite direction of the direction that you're spinning. And for most of us, you're going to be rolling the fiber counterclockwise most of us spin our singles clockwise. So you're just rolling your singles in the opposite direction from which it was spun, and you're going to know that you're doing it in the right direction, excuse me, because you'll see your singles get puffier. And then you're going to gently draft that fiber out by pulling towards your orifice. So your twist is going to then redistribute itself along the newly drafted fiber, and you should be able to draft again. Remember that woolen and worsted yarns are two ends of a continuum. Spinning a woolen prep with a short draft, allowing twist between your hands, will give you a fairly woolen yarn. But if you want those woolen characteristics to be as pronounced as possible, you're going to want to use a long draw. So let's talk about those. In a long draw, you create a long length of yarn all at once. You keep your forward hand close to the orifice, and while you treadle, you move your fiber supply hand back, and you allow the twist to do all of the work of pulling fibers out of the fiber supply. The trick here, which I also learned from Maggie Casey because she is a spinning genius, is to move your hand back at the same rate that the twist is moving. If you move at the same rate as the twist, you'll get a fairly even yarn. If you move faster than the twist, your yarn is going to thin out because the twist doesn't have enough time to gather up the fiber and pull it into the draft. If you move more slowly than the twist will have time to gather up lots of fiber, and you'll get a slub. This takes practice to do well, but once you get the hang of it, you can make a lot of yarn very quickly. At first, you're just going to watch the twist to see how it's moving, but eventually you'll be able to feel where the twist is and how fast it's moving without even thinking about it. And if you have some experience with long draw, pay attention to the feeling in the singles as the twist moves towards your hand. And you'll start to notice that your singles begin to vibrate in your hand as the twist gets closer. And if you learn to identify that feeling, you can eventually you'll be able to do long draw without even looking. You'll use your orifice hand. Your orifice hand does have a job to do here. So your orifice hand is going to pinch your singles close to the orifice. It's going to open and close. And that's going to allow you to tweak the speed of the twist a little bit when you get out of sync with it. And it's also going to give you something to draft against when you are drafting. So remember that quote from Abby Frankemont from episode 98, visualize yourself controlling twist. That's what spinning is. It's learning to see and feel and dance with twist. And long draw is really all about that dance. Now, what if you've never done long draw before? It can be a little nerve-wracking, frankly, because you're just, you know, pulling your hand back and you hope that yarn is being made somehow between your hands, but it's a little bit of a leap of faith at first. So if you've never done long draw before, I would start by practicing short backward draft with twist in the drafting zone. This is going to allow you to practice moving your fiber supply hand back rather than drafting forward with your orifice hand. So it's going to get you in the habit of moving your fiber supply hand if you've never done that before. And then once you get the hang of a short backward draft with twist in the drafting zone, so you're going to pull back with your fiber supply hand. You're going to open up your thumb and forefinger to let twist in. You're going to move your orifice hand back to your fiber supply hand, and then you're going to repeat. So you're going to draft back, open your fingers, move your orifice hand back to your fiber supply, close your fingers, and then repeat. It's a very, very short, very small change from short backward with twist in the drafting zone to long draw. Really, all you have to do is, instead of following your fiber supply hand with your orifice hand, you just leave your orifice hand close to the orifice. So you can kind of learn the movements and get some muscle memory that will be really helpful to you in actually doing long draw if you start by practicing short backward draft with twist in the drafting zone. And again, get yourself some carded fiber because it will make learning long draw so much easier. So, do you love woolen yarns the way I do? Are you strictly a worsted yarn person? Do you prefer short or woolen or long woolen drafts? I really want to know. So, you can tell me in the Flock, which is Sheepspot's free online community for inquisitive hand spinners, and you will find a thread in the Flock that is devoted specifically to discussing this episode. So, I would love to hear what you thought about this episode, any comments you have. And so here's how to get to that thread. It's a really simple three-step process. The first thing that you're going to do is you're going to go to sheepspot.com/podcast/episode100. And the URL for every single episode of the podcast is that exact same form, sheepspot.com/podcast/episode. And then the episode number. So you can find any show notes for any episode as long as you know the number of the episode. So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to go to sheepspot.com/podcast/episode100. Then you are going to find the link to the thread in the Flock. You're going to click that link. And if you are a member of the Flock already, it's completely free to join. You will be taken directly to that thread. If you are not yet a member of the Flock, you will need to join first, again, completely free, and then you'll be taken to the thread that you're looking for episode 100. And you can tell me all about your woolen and worsted yarn preferences, all about your short woolen draw versus long woolen draw preferences. You can even post pictures in the thread. I love to see pictures. So go ahead and do those three things. Just go to the show notes, click the link, and comment in the thread. And that will make me so happy. Okay, my loves, I will be back next time with an episode on combination drafting. And first, before I go, I want to thank you so much for listening. While you're waiting for next week's episode, carve out some time this week to do some spinning. You know it will do you good. Have you joined the Flock yet? The Flock is Sheepspot's free online community for inquisitive hand spinners. As a member, you'll get access to a complete library of podcast episodes, all the free resources I've created for the podcast, several self-guided challenges, our Friday spinning check-in, and more. Head to the Flock.sheepspot.com to sign up.